Right, now working around.
Okay. I don't have a muff, is that all right?
Yeah. Like Barbie.
Sorry, that didn't tickle me. I forgot about that bit in the film.
We should leave that in the introduction. That's
please
quite funny.
Keep it there. I really like
okay. it. We're just talking about the microphones, everybody. Anyway, professional, here we go.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hey, everyone. Here we are for another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. We're up to episode 37 now. What can we find in this scintillating instalment?
You were shooketh by Brat's feet. Bratz is in Bratz dolls.
Bratz dolls. Forget about Barbie. Bratz dolls. That's where it's at. I didn't know. That is a revelation about them coming up on this episode.
And I got a bit of petty revenge, or I confessed mine anyway.
It was really petty, but also really dark. It was really dark. You actually surprised me. I mean, I always thought you had a dark side, but really, Darth Vader's got nothing on you.
It's always the smiley ones. I'm still perplexed, though, about your sting and whether it can move.
This was the incredible thing about my sting. A moving sting. If you're wondering what we're talking about, it isn't the lead singer of legendary rock band The Police, Ask Your Nan. It's about an actual sting. A bee sting, a wasp sting, I wasn't quite sure. Anyway, more on that in this episode, episode 37, it's entitled
Lionesses, Petty Revenge and Stormzy's Fishfinger Gold Card.
And it's here right now.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Lots of the papers carrying a story that it's going to be a Barbie sequel. There has to be. It's just rumours at the moment, but you do think there does have to be. When a movie makes $1 billion in that amount of time, there's a lot of pressure to make another one.
I want them to do a sequel on Alan, the little side.
You liked
character.
Alan.
I loved Alan. He was one of my favourites.
Yeah, he was kind of, yeah, he came and went, and I didn't really see the point of Alan in the end, but... I'm thinking, right, this is no spoiler because it's in the trailers and everyone knows this about the movie, that she comes to the real world, Barbie comes to the real world. I'm thinking all the other dolls for the sequel, here's my pitch, all the other dolls think, hey, hang on, why is Barbie having all the fun in the real world? I want to come too. So it's going to be like Tiny Tears, Baby Bjorn is going to come, the Bratz dolls, they're all going to come and have like a serious
involved.
Party here. With us in the human world.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my pitch.
I like this.
Yeah. I think we're going to be overrun.
Dolls.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good idea, right?
This is a very good idea.
Yeah.
Bratz are going to cause chaos because they can change their feet.
They can do what?
Change their feet.
Why can they change their feet?
Bratz dolls, you could take their feet off and swap them.
What, so instead of changing their shoes, you'd change their whole foot?
Whole foot.
Okay, this has taken a dark turn, this sequel.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
What have I missed while I've been away? I saw a lot of stuff on socials about quiche. Headline me, get me up to date on quiche. I know there's been a big thing you've been talking about.
Please tell me you're not a fan of quiche. Don't do this to me, guys.
Okay, so you've been anti-quiche.
I'm
anti-quiche. You've upset the quiche lovers.
Well, Rob dropped in there that he likes quiche.
Right.
Lucy then backs him up. So it was two against one. And I was like, okay. I am not a quiche fan. And then a listener sent us in a picture of Andy Walker eating quiche.
Yeah, that was the clincher that someone, one of our wonderful listeners, had a picture of Andy Walker, daytime host here at KMFM, eating quiche.
Which is incredible because I don't know why she's got it, how she got it, or how she so quickly sent it to us after we spoke about it.
Wow.
So now there's like a quiche club at KMFM, apparently, that I'm definitely not joining.
All I've got to say is quiche eaters are a faithful bunch when it comes to love.
Oh, really?
Yep. you can, if you've got a quiche-loving partner, you're pretty much okay. If they like steak and chips, I would start asking some questions. That's what they're saying.
Oh, game over if you like steak and chips.
So, quiche. You don't like quiche?
I don't like quiche.
I think we found something out about you this morning. It's quiche psychic. It's maybe a new thing.
Quiche psychic.
Maybe I'll get out a big round circular quiche, like a globe quiche.
A globe quiche?
Can they make
quiche?
A globe quiche and look into that?
Look into the depths
psychic.
Of the eggy, psychiche. Flanny. Psychiche.
Psychiche.
Yes. We need to have weekly psychiche.
Okay. I'm just going to get some kind of fringed shawl, because I think all little readers
wear... Yeah, you need a fringe shawl.
A fringe shawl, a headscarf of some kind, and I'm going to stare into the quiche.
And some incense.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I got an invite by a friend on the weekend.
Oh, nice.
To go to the polo.
What are you doing out with?
I know, that was exactly my reaction. I was like, how on earth did you get that?
Wow.
And, like, I was really excited because I've not seen this friend in ages, so I wasn't going to say no because it was an excuse to see her. But also, petrified with a posh invite. We all get them every now and then, and they're terrifying. Because who goes to the polo?
I don't know. A pretty woman.
That was my only reference. I was about to say that. My only reference was Pretty Woman. So I panicked and put polka dots on because I was like, well, she wears polka dots to the polo.
Oh,
so
that's a good idea.
I'll wear polka dots to the polo.
Great.
But I had no other reference of what people do. I had to Google the game. Which in itself, they swap sides after every goal. That is difficult to follow.
Well, the horses have to gallop up the other end and then face the other way.
No, you know, like how the one team will score to the right, the other team scores to the left.
Yeah.
Well, if they score, then it swaps.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
But and then they swap horses as well. They don't even leave the ground. They just hop on over.
They swap horses? Who with?
They can
swap,
just they have spare.
Spare horse?
Yeah, so they're not burning out the horses. They only play for a little bit at a time.
Wow.
And then they swap them throughout. Honestly, there's a lot to think of. The education. Only thing I understood was wine, which I knew there would be an abundance of there.
Right, okay.
But I was like, it made me think, we all get these every now and then, where you get a posh invite come through.
Do we?
Or something that feels a bit fancy, and you're like, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm out of my depth here.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah.
And I was like, what posh etiquette would have been good to know? In those situations.
All right. When have you had to posh it up a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know. Any help?
Any help.
Because you might get invited back.
Yeah. I mean, after that polka dot, I think they were like, she knows. She did her research. I even did that thing. You know when they do the little treddy bit and you put your toe in there and you put the grass back in?
The little treddy bit. Oh, like you fill in the divots?
Yeah, that's it, the divot.
Is that what they're called?
Divot, yeah, that is. Okay. Look at you, you're posh.
Yeah, no, it's just that's what they're called in regular life as well. Life. It's the same name.
Same
name for a bit of grass.
So every now and then they do come down to us world and they...
Yeah, they tell us words. Right, well, look, when have you had to posh it up? What posh etiquette advice have you got? Should we ever get invited again? Oh, should we? I'm never going to get invited. But you've got the polka dot dress. You might be.
Shout out to Sandra in Rochester. She said, just say, how the devil are you all?
Oh, you say that.
Every time you meet someone.
Oh, that's right.
That's quite good, greeting.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I know is have your little pinky finger up when you're drinking a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah.
But you were on the fizzy stuff.
I was on the fizzy bubbly.
Did you still have a little finger up? Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Did you notice any other little fingers?
I didn't pay attention to the little fingers. Oh. I should have paid attention to the little fingers.
Okay, well, if you go back, you can let us know.
Next time. Danielle said, hold a wine glass by the stem.
Oh, by the stem, yeah.
And snort when you laugh.
Snort when you laugh?
Yeah, apparently that's the thing. To be fair, I do that sometimes anyway.
Well, yeah, and when you eat.
Lee said, take Gary as your manservant.
Oh, yeah. I could just go around behind you. Yes, yes, Mum. Yes, m'lady.
Yes, m'lady.
What should I call you? What would you want to be called? M'lady, Mum?
I quite like m'lady.
Yeah, m'lady.
Or, queen. That works as well.
Okay, well, we'll give that a go. Thank you for that advice. And once again, I get trodden into the ground. Thanks a lot.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Hey, I've got a health question. You, the people of Kent, can you help me out here? I just want to know something, right? So yesterday, I'm walking the dog.
Yeah.
We're going across a field. And there's a gate to get in and out of the field. So I've got one hand on the gate latch, trying to work the gate.
Yeah.
Right?
So they're tricky as well, those things.
Yeah, they are. Especially when you're on the wrong side of the catch and you're trying to lean over.
Oh, no.
And you're trying to do it. And you don't want to get your finger caught either. That's the thing. So I'm doing that, the catch, with one hand, right? So that's one hand. Other hand, dog on the lead, right?
Oh, no.
So I'm like that. My arms are apart like that. I'm sort of like a bird. My arms are right stretched apart.
Spread wide.
The dog's pulling in the other direction, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like that. And then I felt something furry on my nose.
No.
Right in my nostril.
No.
And I could hear it buzzing, and I was trying to shake it off, but I couldn't get it with my hand. Because my hands were all busy. So I let go of the gate and I kind of slapped at my face and whatever it was stung me right on my hooter. So,
ouch.
But here's the question, right? It stung me in my left nostril, which did... It blipped up quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah, it blipped up.
I looked a bit like my nose had been replaced with a delicious red apple for a while.
Mm.
And But now the pain has moved, and my right nostril is now sore. So here's the question: can a sting move? Because it's, I'm telling you.
Maybe your right nostril's come out in sympathy for the left.
Is that what it is?
It doesn't want it to feel like weird or like he stood out. So he's like, do you know what? I'll sting now.
Yeah, like when a twin has stubbed their toe and the other twin at a different school goes, oh, my toe's a bit
my
sore.
Hurts.
So it's my twin nostrils.
Your twin nostrils.
Are feeling the psychic. Right, okay.
Are feeling the pain.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Revenge, they say, is dish best served cold. And they asked some people about revenge on the brilliant Mumsnet.
Oh, no.
And actually, a dish best served cold is true because someone knows that their friend particularly likes their sandwiches cut triangular, corner to corner. I prefer a sandwich like that, I'll be honest.
Yeah, me too. It just feels more satisfying.
But they know they really, really like it. So they always make sure that they cut it down the middle in rectangles. That's just petty, isn't it?
That's just cruel.
Yeah. Someone said that they went vegetarian, so they enjoyed tofu for a whole year. Not because of any, you know, reason they wanted to be extra healthy or good for the planet or anything. Just to annoy their mum. Just to annoy her.
Because they'd have to cook so many separate meals.
Someone used to get their boss's phone when they weren't in the office and just twist the handset round and round and round and put it and hang it back up so that when their boss picked up the phone the cord was all tight and bunched up and so they'd have to answer it with their head practically on the desk. Hello? Hello? That is
You're trying to untangle it like hell.
That is one to try with Andy Walker's headphones later on, I think.
Oh, that's genius. We need to do that.
These are awful but fabulous. I love those.
Fabulous. I think my ultimate level of petty was with my ex-boyfriend. He made a comment once on what I was wearing. So for a solid month afterwards, when I was talking to him, I'd always just keep glancing at the centre of his forehead so that he'd constantly think there was something there and he'd get really self-conscious.
Oh, that is awful!
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
We need to talk about food, but not in the way that I'd like to talk about food because I am starting to get a bit peckish at 8:10. But food is apparently the biggest influence for names for pets. Specifically, the list of the UK's strangest pet names of 2023.
Right. Pet names. So pet all kinds names. Of pets.
All kinds of pets.
Dogs, cats, fish, whatever else you've got.
Yep.
Okay. Food.
Food.
Crumpet, definitely, is it? Gotta
be
in there.
I love Crumpet, and it's not in there. I don't think it's strange enough. I think it's cute, isn't it, Crumpet?
Yeah, really cute.
No.
Marmite.
No, but also, what animal would you call Marmite?
A black dog.
Oh, I quite like that.
Yeah.
No, it's too ordinary.
Flapjack.
That's another really good one.
Yeah.
I imagine a really, like, fluffy cat.
Yeah. Well, there's an advert at the moment. Sausage. Surely sausage's got to be in the top of the chart there.
No, it didn't make it.
It's awful.
Honestly, you're not going. You're going too normal. You need to go rogue.
Oh, I can't think of rogue food.
Okay. Well, I say this is rogue, but actually, you were close with Crumpet. In top five is Baguette.
Baguette? What animal are you calling Baguette?
But if you called a sausage dog Baguette, that's funny.
Yeah, I suppose.
And a sausage dog has been called Baguette.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
A cat's been called Fish.
Oh, that's just cruel. Don't want to give it a complex.
I don't understand this one or who's named this, but a hamster's been called Banana Donut. That's just too much. That's a long name
That's too much investment for a hamster.
But my favourite, the UK's strangest pet name, which was the name for a ginger cat, was Ham and Cheese Toasty.
Oh, well, that's just...
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
They're looking for mastermind contestants. You said your specialist subject would be
snacks.
So here comes your snacks mastermind questions.
Oh,
just
no.
To warm you up, see if you would actually be right for the show.
Okay.
Okay. Let's play. Ignacio Anaya invented which popular snack?
Ignacio
Anaya. Back in 1940, if you want a bit more information.
What? Come on now. Am I allowed a clue?
No, that is the that's the clue. The question, you see.
Ignatio.
Okay, we're running on a
biscuit.
Clock here. Biscuit. He invented what? Just generic biscuit. There's a thing called biscuit. Is there? No. Ignatio Nacho was
Nachos.
His nickname. No, yeah, I've told you. You can't shout it out once I've told you.
Okay.
In case anyone missed that. Walker's Crisps.
Yes.
Are based where in England?
Oh. Oh, please say they're based in Kent. No.
Leicester, which is why their association with the Leicester player and Leicester born.
Gary Lineker.
What day of the week do all crisps go off?
Wednesdays.
You said that really. You were really sure then.
I'm still wrong, aren't I?
Yes.
Is it Sundays?
Saturdays.
Oh.
They all go off. You can go. I know people won't believe me. Go and check your crisps now. They go off on a Saturday. I'll tell you that now. What's the official snack food of Illinois?
Illinois.
It's in America.
Corn dogs.
I'm going to give you half a point. Sweet popcorn. So I'm going to give you.
I got half a point.
And what's the best flavour of crisp? This is for the game.
Okay, I've got a vested interest here because I know who I am sat opposite. It has to be salt and vinegar.
It's the correct answer. You've saved the day and won the game in the last throws. How exciting. You really brought it back from
Thanks.
The brink there.
Thanks.
Well played.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's going on in the WhatsApp group chat this week, Chels?
It's all going down. Someone's broken the chair in the communal area.
Oh,
there is one leg missing from the chair.
Oh, leg down.
Leg down on the chair. And it's still like, you know, like they can be quite determined sometimes and still hold themselves up in a weird way.
Until you overbalance them.
He's clinging on for now, but
it's not going to last.
It only takes one butt wiggle and that chair is down.
Okay. Well, let's hope against the butt wiggle, but I feel like the butt wiggle is always going to come.
It's inevitable.
It's inevitable butt wiggle. That's what they say.
Pam is on the lookout for a kitchen kicker board.
Oh, Pammy.
I had to Google what this was.
The little panels that go under your cupboards in your kitchen, between the floor and the bottom of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Right.
Mine always falls down and I don't really know why.
It's because your builders were hopeless and you should hold them to account, just like Pam should.
That's why Pam's looking for a new kitchen kicker board.
There
she
you
can't
are.
Find one in the colour that she likes.
Oh, what
colour
does she like?
It's very difficult, apparently. She wants duck egg blue.
That is very specific.
It's very niche.
For a kitchen kicker board. Maybe get a white one and paint it yourself, Pam. Just putting it out there.
Put it out there, Pam. Painty Pam. And Sandra has admitted now.
Sandra and Pam. So good.
So Sandra's been naughty because we've had a pigeon problem on level 3 that has just escalated to the point we've called it a pigeon flock. It was compared to Jurassic Park. There's so many of them up there.
Oh.
And Sandra the other day, people were complaining about the pigeons and she was like, guys, I've got a confession to make. I've been feeding them.
Oh, no!
Sandra's been feeding the flock of pigeons. Well, no wonder
she's made
they're like...
the flock.
She's made the flock. The flock are going to tell the other flocks.
Yeah.
It's going to be the new meeting ground for all the pigeons.
And
it's
then
the pigeon
everyone is going to be like, get the flock out of here! That's what they're going to be like. It's all Sandra's fault.
It's all Sandra's fault. She needs to have a firm word with herself.
Right, okay. Well, that was scurrilous and really quite something this week.
It's been quite a week.
I can see why people say it's their favourite feature of the week. But that's enough for now. There's only so much good stuff you can have on this week's WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And the big game is coming up. The Lionesses taking on the Australian Matildas for a place in the World Cup final. If you've seen any news or papers this morning, you'll have seen all the English fans over there with their Cross of St. George wigs, their classic. The face painted.
The wigs always come out, don't they? I think people must have like a backstock of wigs for these moments.
A backstock, absolutely. And dressed up as knights of the realm as well, like when they're in full armour.
Oh, yeah, chainmail of the works.
Really very good stuff. So we're all about the England team, of course. But, you know, what good things, why can we get a good vibe? I mean, what other things are we better at than the Aussies? You know, just to make us feel in a positive mindset.
I think so. Andy in New Romney says, queuing up for things.
Oh, yeah.
We have perfected the art of queuing.
Yeah.
It is an art form.
Yeah. I mean, that's partly down to the terrible service many of our retail establishments provide that create the queue in the first place. But still, queuing.
That's the point.
Hurrah.
Hurrah, hurrah. Ben in Raynham says, passive-aggressive sarcasm. My favourite.
Yeah, that is the best kind. And I think, you know, I don't want to blow our own trumpet, but I think we probably are the best. Yet.
We're very good at it. Liam in Dover complained about the weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got to complain about in Australia just because their months are back to front. They're still hot in the winter when we are in the summer.
They wouldn't even know what it is to be cold.
Exactly.
Rain Mac, what's one of those?
Yeah.
Claire in Queenborough, Marmite, lol.
Yeah.
I like that Claire's stirring the pot a bit there because they have Vegemite, isn't it?
Vegemite.
What's that?
Coming over here with their Vegemite.
None of that nonsense.
No.
And Remy, I've never thought about this. Comment on the ugliness of spiders. I swear all Aussies are like, what a beauty. Whereas we're over here like, it's so gross.
So is that a positive or a negative? I'm not entirely sure. They embrace the spiders, the arachnid friends.
Yeah, whereas we don't. We like to have a negative comment.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, we are anti-arachnid.
Yeah, anti-arachnids over here in the UK.
You've got more than seven legs. Get out!
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Kids, what are the kids into? What are their favourite brands? Coca-Cola. Roblox, Disney, Pringles, Nintendo, Oreo, Nike, McDonald's, YouTube, and Netflix. Oh, no.
Snacks and telly.
It's literally that, isn't it? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I suppose the names have changed, but it wouldn't have been any different when we were kids. What about when you were a kid? What would a favourite brand be for you?
Up there for me would be Cartoon Network.
Oh, okay.
I used to love Cartoon Network as a kid. Literally watched.
We never had any of the channels.
Never had any of the channels. Mr. Freeze.
What's that?
They're like ice puff.
Oh, I'm thinking Arnold Schwarzenegger in Batman. No. He was. A freeze is coming. But Mr. Freeze, yeah.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah,
the like ice lolly.
Now, right. So did you have that? Did you have a Mr. Freeze?
Yeah, we had a Mr. Freeze.
Right, okay, because I want to know, everyone that didn't have one thought they would be brilliant having a Mr. Freeze that you made like slush puppy things.
Yeah.
Was it as good as everyone that didn't have one thought it was?
It was a lot of faff.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to the ice cream man, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because he always mixes it better. I could never get the red and the blue to separate. It would all just go into one colour.
No one wants a purple slushy.
No one wants purple slushy.
No.
But the other brand that I really loved was Magic Sand. Did you ever have Magic Sand?
Magic Sand. Is this kinetic sand? Is that the same thing?
It was the sand where when it was in the water, it was wet and then you'd pull it out and it was dry.
Oh, that's magic.
And I was obsessed and no one could get their hands on it. And it was in this like weird catalogue my nan used to get ordered to the house.
Yeah.
And we got our hands on some Magic Sand and everyone wanted to play it mine.
But what did you do with it?
You just put it in a fish tank and built things with it and then you took it out again.
What did the fish have to say about that?
They had a separate tank.
Oh, okay, good.
This was their spare one.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Out of space, they're trying to find extraterrestrial life as they always are, and they think a great way to get in touch with ET would be to challenge them to a game of chess. That's what they want to do. They want to play chess with extraterrestrials. I guess it kind of would measure how clever they are or something like that. I don't know. It would pass the time. It would be a bit fun. I don't know.
Extra to chess reels.
Okay, we'll just enjoy that. Let us enjoy our moment for a moment before I play Justin Bieber.
That was me moving my knight to take out the pawn.
Okay, you should stop the extra chess.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Anne-Marie coming up with other handy uses of her unhealthy CD. What you could do with your CD. She used it to spread her Philadelphia on her bread to make her sandwiches. I've never used a CD as some buttering kind of tool before.
I quite like that, you know.
But it looks very effective.
I have used my ID before.
Your ID?
Yeah, because I couldn't find a knife. It was when we moved into my flat. So I just used my ID to put some peanut butter on toast.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Stormzy and his gold card for fish fingers. He went on a rant the other day. I love this story so much. About how he wants fish fingers on adult menus because he loves them so much and he can't get hold of them without having to order them from a child's menu. Bird's Eye heard of this. Was like, don't worry, Stormzy, we'll sort you out. He now has an unlimited lifetime supply of fish fingers.
Oh, that's the dream.
He's got the gold card. Caroline got in touch from Cranbrook and said, I'm a fish finger monster. I want a gold card because I could easily eat 15 with ketchup. It's the way forward. Mm. 15 fish fingers in one sitting.
I could easily have done that. I never did, but I would have. It's the dream. She's living the dream.
She's living her best life. But Caroline, you deserve the gold card.
Yeah, we'll see if we can talk to, what's his name, Captain Birdseye?
Yeah.
And see if he can sort you out with a gold card as well. I mean, if you had, like, a gold card for something that you really, really love, what gold card do you want the most?
Rogue One, but crumpets. I love them so much. I don't know what it is.
Gold card, yes.
About the squishiness, and if you toast them just right, and you can put endless things on a crumpet. I don't think there's anything you couldn't put on a crumpet.
That's quite a bold statement, but thinking about it, I'm trying to think of foodstuffs, and I'm in my mind, I'm putting them on crumpets. And
everything
I'm thinking,
works.
Yep, give that a go. Yep. You're
so
right.
So this is smart.
Okay, crumpet gold card.
For crumpets.
Okay, what would you have a gold card for, everyone?
Vicky in Snudland would like a gold card for roast potatoes.
Oh.
My kind of gal.
Okay,
me
I like it.
Me and Vicky would get along nicely.
We'll talk to the British Potato Board and see what we can do there.
Jane in Sittingbourne wants a gold card for cheese. She's not fussy on what type, just cheese in general.
Bring me cheese, please.
Michael in Chatham wants rum and raisin ice cream.
Oh, that's quite specific.
It's
do
very
they still
niche.
Make that?
I didn't know that was a thing. All the people actively choose that flavour.
No, it's a peculiar mixture of things, isn't it?
And Sophie in Maidstone just wants a gold card for the chips. Nothing else from the fish and chip shop.
Oh,
just chips.
Oh, your chip card.
They do hit differently, don't they? Chips from the fish and chip shop.
You'd have a chip and pin card, wouldn't you, for that? That's what
smart.
You'd have. Lucy Hickwell, our news anchor's here as well. What do you want your card for?
I think I'd have to go with M&S cookies.
Oh,
they're so good, but they're so expensive, they have to be a treat. So yeah. I think if I had a gold card, I'd be in there all the time buying
them.
What's your top tier flavour of M&S cookie?
Probably Belgian double chocolate.
Are they dunkable or do you just have them as it is?
They're like sort of soft ones, you know, that are all like nice and gooey. And the chocolate is so good.
I want cookies now.
Or Subway cookies, because they're pretty good as well.
They are their own elite form of cookie.
We've got to go and try and get these deals done. Now people have got to talk to their people. We've got to pick someone. We can't
kind of
talk
cookie,
to everyone.
Please.
Just give us a cookie.
Cookie! Nom, nom, nom.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I had a shock this morning in the bathroom. Spider.
No, they're I don't like them.
I'd been in the bathroom. I'd nearly finished getting ready. I'd done my pegs and everything.
Yeah.
So, and then got dressed. And then I looked round and saw the spider. He'd been sat there the whole time.
Just watching you.
Oh, he's a big one.
No.
He's a big one.
How big are we talking?
I could hear him breathing. That's how big he was. It's like that.
No.
Yeah, he was a big guy.
No.
Yeah.
He was heavy breathing.
He was there.
He was plotting your assassination.
I think he was. And we're saying he, and that's right, because apparently it is the males that are out looking for the girls. All the girl spiders, they're all who are hidden away.
Yeah, they're like,
so the
I
ones you see
to.
Are more than likely males. I was reading up on it afterwards. I was like, I've got to find out about these spiders. So they're coming in early because the weather's been how it's been. Usually September is when the spiders start coming in.
Okay.
They're coming in early.
No.
And they're bigger. That's nice, isn't it?
Love that.
But I thought, well, how can you stop them? One of the things I saw, and we've talked about this before, is that spiders taste with their feet. Did you know that? They taste
with
their feet. I mean, imagine like going to get a sandwich, you hold the sandwich, it's like, that's delicious. Imagine that. You're in Subway. You're like, well, they're nice meatballs.
You've
only got
it
in your hand. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want to be paddling in the sea after one of those nasty discharges.
You'd be like, oh.
Oh, that is nasty.
Acidic.
Anyway, apparently they don't like chalk. So if you draw a chalk line, they won't cross it.
You know, like when you use... Did you ever hear that theory? If you drew a like chalk circle and you stood inside it, it'd keep you safe.
Yeah, no, that's something you've seen in movies about witches. But spiders, apparently, they don't like it. They won't cross the white... So if you chalk round your window, they won't come in.
They'll go away.
That's good, isn't it?
Back off, spiders, with too many eyes and too many legs.
Yeah, way too many. It must be true. I think it must
Have
be true.
Have you tried it yet?
Well, no, because the thing is, right, you know tennis courts, they're marked out with chalk lines.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a tennis-playing spider?
You've got a fair point.
See, yeah.
You've got a fair point.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app, and smart speaker, say play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.